Joining me this morning is the Waka Kiri Programs Coordinator, Tony. How are you this morning, Tony?
I'm good, thanks, Abby. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. I'm so excited this one is coming into town next week. And I'm very familiar with Waka Kiri and everything you do. But if someone is hearing this and they don't know what is Waka Kiri and how long has it been going for?
So Waka Kiri is Australia's largest story dance festival for schools, with an aim of developing student engagement and well-being through the participation of the performing arts. Now, our Waka Kiri Story Dance is a 3 to 7 minute group performance that theatrically tells a story using a creative combination of dancing and acting that reflects students' ideas and aspirations, or it might be inspired by Waka Kiri's ethos, great stories inspire change. So Waka Kiri is open to all students at any level of experience because an emphasis is placed on creative movement and drama rather than technical dance. So every student can participate, and story dances that are presented by schools may explore various popular themes such as environmental, social, cultural, historical, health, or stories about reconciliation. So Waka Kiri is actually celebrating its 30th birthday this year after being founded in 1992 from a government youth enterprise business scheme by school teacher Matthew Samuel and our production manager Adam Loxley, who wanted to expose more young people to the positive outcomes created by participating in the performing arts. Now, the name Waka Kiri means to dance, according to the Wangang Purung people from Cobourg, New South Wales, to whom we pay our respects to their elders past and present and acknowledge all Indigenous nations in Australia upon which Waka Kiri festivals take place.
As someone who has probably been dancing since I was in the womb, Yes, I'm a performing arts gal through and through. So yeah. I know the importance of this, and then I love what Waka Kiri does with bringing it back to First Nations and really, you know, we're really respecting that and everything the performing arts has to do. And next week, Waka Kiri is coming into town. You're going to be at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre. Are we going to see some local schools performing on stage?
We would like to say chookers to the 9 schools performing at the Entertainment Centre this year. They include Kalala Public School, Brulee Public School, Mount Brown Public School, Albion Park Rail Public School, St. John the Evangelist Catholic High School, Bomadiri High School, Dapto Public School, and Kayama Public School. Now, Abby, do you know what chookers means?
Just like a good luck, essentially?
Yes, that's correct. It's kind of like the Aussie version of break a leg, really. So you say chookers instead of saying, you know, good luck, because it's kind of like a bit of a theatrical superstition, so to speak, and we actually have a gesture that we do alongside saying chookers to every school that participates, and we encourage schools to actually say chookers to one another to really kind of incorporate the spirit of Waka Kiri on the day.
Oh, that's so exciting, and so I'll be hosting next week, so I will be throwing the chookers out to everyone, and I tell you what, it's going to bring some really positive outcomes for everyone, the students, the schools, the community. Everyone loves to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just a great way to really kind of bring communities together and share local stories or stories that are of importance to the school community or to the students especially. Mm. It's about really kind of utilizing the performing arts as a way to send a message or to tell a story. And creating a Waka Kiri story dance supports student well-being and strengthens connections to the school's communities. Now, through active participation, students will experience a real sense of achievement and intense satisfaction that comes from creating something truly meaningful.
And so we've got these schools taking to the stage next week. If schools are listening and they maybe want to take part in the future, can any school be involved, or what's the kind of criteria you look for?
Absolutely. So in fact, Waka Kiri is a nationwide event and welcomes all types of primary and secondary schools, dance studios and community groups. If you have a story to tell, we want to see it. Now, don't worry if you're a school that hasn't got a strong performing arts program or not even a performing arts teacher, because we have one for you. We run what's called an artist in residency program, where Waka Kiri will provide a qualified performing arts facilitator to come into your school and do most of the heavy lifting needed to create a story dance performance.
Wow.
So teachers still be involved in the process, but without, you know, the added pressure of being in charge. And the Waka Kiri Artist Residency Program is been extremely successful in helping new schools to Waka Kiri participate in either our live or our video events as well.
Oh, that's so incredible. You're really welcoming everyone. There's an opportunity for anyone and everyone to get involved. And maybe if people want to maybe come and have a look at this year's performances, are they still able to come and watch next week?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets are $37 and can be purchased from the Entertainment Centre website. But limited tickets are available on Monday and Tuesday, so you better get in quick.
Yeah, I just had a quick look. Only a couple rows are left, and you want to come and see me on stage. I might not be performing. Oh, maybe I'll give you a little dance if you're lucky. And if people are hearing this and they want to find out more or get involved for 2023, whether it's doing a dance or, like myself, even hosting, where can they find out more information?
Sure. So you can check out our website, wakakiri.com. If listeners can't make it to our shows next week but would like to see more, you can also go to our Instagram page or our YouTube channel where you will see performances from previous years. In fact, the Wakakiri season has already is up and running, and we've got photos and video clips from performances this year on our social media pages. So check out those platforms if you want to see what Wakakiri is all about.
Excellent. And try and come to next Monday and Tuesday performances. Tony, the Wakakiri Programs Coordinator, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Abby, and chookers for next week's show.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.